Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 3, Perek Gimel of Sukkah, Mishnah Zayin, continuing with our etrog, Shior Etrog Hakotan. What is the smallest size of an etrog you can use for the mitzvah? Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egos, a walnut-sized etrog is big enough, but just barely. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeitza, no, it needs to be a kebeitza, an egg. The eggs they had were a bit larger than walnuts. Uva Godel, what's the biggest etrog you could use? Kadesha Yohas Shnaim Biyado Ahat. That you could hold two of these etrogim in one hand. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The logic here being you need to hold not only your etrog, but your lulav as well. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Afilu Echad Bishtei Yodav. Even if your etrog is the size where you need both hands to hold onto your etrog, that's still a kosher etrog. Obviously, if you need three hands to hold the etrog, that's not going to work out for us. But a two-handed etrog the size of a small watermelon will be still kosher. And I've actually seen this in practice. There are some Yemenites, some Temanim, who will use a very large etrog. Mishnaches, ein ogdin et the lulav ela bemina. We do not bind around the lulav only with things from the same species. Like you use a stem or a branch to, the little threads made of lulav also. Those are actually made of the leaves you can tie around. Now, the holders people use, that's not really a binding, but that's also made of the same species. Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Afilu b'mshicha, you could even use cords or cables that are made of flax, hemp, made of other materials. Rabbi Meir says, Ma'aseh, I've actually seen in practice, b'anshe Yerushalayim, of men of Yerushalayim, that they know what they're doing, shayu ogdin lulavehem begimondiot shel zahav. They would bind their lulav with a little bands of gold. So the idea here is you're keeping the lulav leaves together, which is a nice hitter, and you're also adding gold, which is even extra hitter. Beautiful. Amru lo, they told Rabbi Meir, yeah, you might have seen that, but that's bemino hayu ogdinoto milmata. They were using strings or leaves of lulav itself underneath those gold bands, so the binding itself was accomplished with the same species, and the gold was merely decoration. The Rabbi Nura points out here that their machlokas is, does a lulav really need to be bound? Do you have to tie it closed for hiddur? And he says that that we paskin, ein sarich eged, you don't have to really tie it together. Hilkach b'chol halakha Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we hold like Rabbi Meir that you could bind it with other things if you so want to decorate your etrog and lulav like this. Yashar kohachem, good Shabbos.